Sean, why did the Pleiadians from Tegeta dump Billy Meyer? Stop his contacts. A drain, in a way, Billy Meyer was an experiment. He represented the whole human race. However he would react, they considered that the whole reaction of the human race. But, the thing is, that his emotions started manifesting. His ego. The human passions that followed got in the way. The same thing happened to people around him. That is even more trouble. Jealousy, fighting, Meyer's people saying I am going to be his secretary. No, I am his secretary, no I am in charge. All that crap was going on. Sean, did it do something to his aura? Adrain, of course, this altered his auric field, all that negativity that was brought in. When all of the experiences and all the power was given to him, it brings out all these negativities from the inside to the outside. It penetrates the auric field, and you become very sensitive to negative energies from negative ETs, from negative astral beings, and from government people. This all at the same time, got right on top of him. And so everybody got out of whack. They lost their love and harmony. So, that actually started the interference with the Pleiadians. It started bothering their minds. Billy developed a negative auric field, like a bad smell, a psychic stench. The Pleiadians are very sensitive to that. That is why they do not come around certain people or certain areas. So, they decided to stop the whole thing, because the negativity was so strong, and the negative influences became so powerful. So, they Meyer's followers decided to keep the Blidian teachings, which were meant for all mankind, for themselves their own little group. They did not do the right thing of disseminating the information properly worldwide. They never did that. They have to this day not done it still. So the Pleiadians decided to just leave. He was told by each one of the Pleiadians, in various contacts, and especially by Tua, who told him that this was the end, and that the next contacts will come from America. And here you are with me. I am it now. Sean, which must have made Meyer very angry. Because he hated Americans, right? Adrain, yes. Meyer was always asking the Pleiadians why it has to be in America for the next contacts. They always told him no because they couldn't tell him the true story, you know? Or what is happening now with my case, they couldn't tell him. And they never did. But, now he finds of all the details this year for the first time of what is going on. So that was back around in the early 80s since Meyer's contacts stopped. And how many years has passed since then? 15, 16 years. Well, that is about the same time they told him they will come again. That more contacts with them would be made public. Some 15 or 20 years. Sean, did Samjace, the name of the female Pleiadian in the Meyer case, really have some kind of accident? Because Meyer claims she hit her head and was almost killed, and that is why the contacts stopped. Adrain, no, not really, that did not happen, she is very well. There's no problem with her. She is alive and well, no accident. Sean, you have had two contacts so far with Samjace. One in the physical and one in the astral plane. In fact, that was Samjace's ship in the famous car chase video you took on the Miami contacts video. She has been brought in by the beings from Rommel because of her experience with Earth contacts and interaction. Are her contacts with you going to start up in earnest, when Billy finally dies? Adrain, yes, you can say that. Because, like I said, Samjace is one of the original members of the whole project, and if we start just like that, I mean, that is bad for her own evolution. You know? So, she won't be satisfied and fully developed soulfully until she has actually finished this out with Billy. She must bring her relationship with Billy to a satisfactory conclusion in order to join my team, which has a whole different energy. Billy is probably going to die suddenly very soon. This will allow Samjace to deal with the karma she has built up with him once and for all on the astral level. She feels as if she failed with him. She needs to balance that out before she starts again with anyone else. So, we are all going to work, when that happens, and it is going to get even stronger. And especially when I finish my own training, my own karmic cycle, it may come together at the same time. You know those things you never think of, they have a way of attracting each other. And that is when it really gets stronger. When there is more powerful evidence. And by that time also, things have changed in the karma of the world, and things will be softer so that we can put out more stuff, also in the same time. So a lot of things will be combining. Sean, what do you say? Do you want to go out somewhere and see a ship? A drain, yeah? I wouldn't mind. Sean, want to go tonight? Just me and you and Claudina? Can I bring them down? Adrain, laughs, yes. Sean, what do you say, Claudina? Claudina, yeah? Adrain, when a serious question is asked, I always say they are calling the shots. They are in charge. If it is meant to be, they LL put it in everybody's mind. Sean, have you ever managed to call them, put out a telepathic call, and have them appear? Adrain, oh, yes. But it was because it was time, for certain people to see them, to have the experience. It has happened. Milagros was one of the people I have done that with, along with some of the people that used to be part of my group, here in Miami. Sometimes it's just me and somebody else, and sometimes in groups when they have actually done it, but if they did it, it was because of some very good, strong reason, otherwise I do not bother. Even if they wanted to, sometimes, if the ambience is wrong, or the energies are wrong, I can do it. They might want to come in, but I can clear my mind enough to have them come. But apparently everything was perfect in those particular circumstances. For instance, with my girlfriend and some other friends, everything joins, the energy, the people deserve it, and the perfect combination clicks in and they come. Sean, have you been inside these bases on the moon? Adrain, no. Sean, how do you know what they look like, and how do you know what the interiors look like? Adrain, I see it. I have seen it on the astral plane. Sean, they do not show you on the ship what the inside of these bases look like. They do not show you on a monitor or anything? Adrain, not that I remember. They have told me things, just in conversations. Like somebody talking to a spy, and telling them a little bit. We are doing this, and then look at that. In conversation. And I see it in my mind sometimes. I think I just saw the outside like an airport, and that is it. I do not remember anything else. Sean, have they ever taken you to Mars or the moon? Adrain, yes. Over the planet. Never inside, just over the surface. Sean, what are the interiors of the motherships like? Adrain, there are parts that are look like a mall, like a giant playground, you know? But gigantic. The big ones, look like a park. We have got to go. All of us will go sometime soon. Sean, now you said that one of the original compounds where many human mutations and variations were genetically engineered long ago by the Atlanteans, was close to here somewhere. Something about a compound in Ocala, Florida, where there was an original genetics laboratory. Adrain, Earth humans are part of the original experiment. Sean, when you say they, who is they? Adrain, the renegade Pleiadians, the Syrians, the old Lyrans, were the groups that were working. The Syrians were working under. Let us call them the tall blondes. They were living in the place. The Syrians were in charge of a lot of the genetic experiments under the rule and tutelage of the Lyrans. Then they got the opportunity to get back at the tall blondes. They saw the opportunity when they saw the experiments in the compound. They thought, let them create the beings, and we are going to control them. Because there weren't so many people in those days, and they were going to build the slave races, a race they could rule and be lords over later. When they expired, they could actually also be incarnated in those bodies. It was like a chicken farm. The Syrians said, okay, let them build this race, but we will come and ruin the experiment, subtly without anyone knowing. The scientists in the compound started building the bodies, but they made them stupid and retarded. They were supposed to teach them how to perform their jobs and certain servile tasks. Then what it looked like inside, I'll never forget. They started teaching man different things. They taught them how to have sex between themselves, and the Lyrans found out and threw everybody out. Sean, which everybody? Adrain, long ago the Lyrans took over the Sirian Empire. Because the Lyrans had more power, the Sirians just had to keep their mouths shut, hoping to someday get their revenge. So by screwing up the entire experiment of the human race for the Lyrans, this is how the Sirians got their revenge. Because the Lyrans wanted to keep the people in the compound stupid. Sean, why did they genetically engineer mankind in the first place? Adrain, to take over the bodies, as I said. Because one day their bodies aren't going to work anymore, the machine is going to run down, so they say, I need a new body to incarnate into, and they go their compound and use the chickens from there. Sean, you were going to tell us? You had two other time travel experiences. Adrain, yes. Sean, you told us about the other one the other night, where you were taken and you saw the tidal wave hit Miami Beach. You said you had two other really good ones. Adrain, which one shall I start? Okay. Sean, you told me about going to Miami and the 15 people on one side. Adrain, that was the first time. The second experience, I was around the Florida Keys, that area. Apparently the first one, the meteor strike, hadn't happened yet or did not happen. Cause I was around the Keys. The problem hadn't started the yet this time. It seemed to start in South America, because I was in the Keys looking toward the south, and from over the ocean you could feel this dark stuff coming out, rising, like dot how do you call it, ash. Sean, ash rising out of the ocean? Adrain, from the other side, coming over the horizon. Then I heard like the sounds of bombs coming from that direction. I said, what the heck is that? What could be happening over there that is so big that could be causing these noises and that thing that looks like smoke or ash rising, from all the way over there, that I can't see any land, only water. Then, the floor started moving and I looked down, and I said oh shit, these are volcanoes or something erupting over there. I looked up and all of a sudden I see the sun racing like this across the sky and I say, look at that. How it is racing. Wait a minute, the sun does not move. It is us. We are the ones that are turning around like that so quickly. Suddenly, I saw literally millions of saucers coming down. The thing that caught my attention, is that none of them touched the floor or landed. They just hovered about 20 feet off the ground, and they started beaming people up. But it was curious. They had a pink light, like you shine from a lantern. And some people were beamed up and some weren't. I said, that is curious. I wonder why that is? Then all of a sudden, in my mind, as I was watching, I was also being told telepathically that yes, those are the onboard computers working in harmony with the vibrations according to the people. They are programmed to be in tune with only the vibrations of certain people. People that are good, with a lot of love. That are cosmic and resonating with the onboard computer. The ship is rigged. It can take up only those people. But, other people, it won't work. And I say, well, why is the computer programmed like that? They say, because in a time of such strong crisis and emotion, maybe the pilot might want to save some people that cannot or should not be saved. So the computer takes care of that. Just beaming some people up and not others. Isn't he that interesting? Sean, you saw this in a dream or you were taken there, to a period in the future? Was it astral travel or a dream that you had? Adrain, that one. Well, it seemed like a dream, but it definitely wasn't. It was real. I am really the looking at them. There was no symbology or anything weird going on. It was like me sitting here talking to you. Sean, when did this happen? Adrain, it was like the other one. About 15, 20 years ago, approximately the same age that I told you already. It was on the second day. I had one experience and then the second one right after that. 2 days consecutive. I was taken the same way as the first time. Beamed out and slammed into the future, just like that. Then I saw the ships taking everybody and then it took off, and I can't remember anything else. It was like an exodus. I do remember people driving up on top of Aruba and the water rising. People on top of the trees, and the terrible heat. I felt awful. I remember being sorry for those people with the water coming towards them, and the terrible feeling I had watching them drown. That is the only thing that I can remember. Sean, run to you on the ship when they took you into the future, and then they showed you things in the future on the screen? Adrain, there was one time like that. Sean, also, can you relate your meditation technique? Is it fairly easy? Adrain, easy. Sean, could you explain it to us? Adrain, sure. All you have to do is sit or lie down very comfortable, somewhere where there is no noise, no distractions. Close your eyes, look up to stimulate the third eye, that gland right in the center of the forehead, the pineal gland at the center of the brain. Place your feet are full on the floor, and you focus. The pineal gland is the connection that links your mind to the soul force. You must go into the meditation with perfect, positive feelings of harmony. It will bring a comfortable, complete feeling of love, peace, joy and happiness. Full of wisdom, full of power, full of freedom. Everything in you realizes all of these things that you are. When you concentrate and focus on this point, with this understanding, you become one with all things for a while. Just do that, for a couple of minutes, until you see something. By that time you start controlling all your thoughts. And when you have your blank screen, at this point then start taking very slow, very deep breaths. Fill yourself with that light and power of all that you know that you are. Imagine that you are breathing the life and light in and out. In through the nostrils, and out through the mouth. Breathe out everything negative that does not belong to you. That helps raise your level in many ways. It not only raises the cosmic level and the ambience around you, but you go deeper, into yourself. All the time your focus is here, the center of the forehead as you take in the breath. Now, by this time, you are aware that you are calling your own soul to manifest. You have to call your cosmic master teachers, and together you combine the great experience that you have deserved according to your highest cosmic intelligence at that moment. Whatever it is for you now, that is what is going to happen. But you must call for these teachers over the course of the meditation, otherwise sometimes they do not interfere. Even your own higher soul will not interfere, it does not manifest, unless you call for it to do so. So now that you've done that, that is when you start chanting. You begin to chant your mantra, your personal secret word, that is your own soul vibration sound. You get it through a meditation such as this one, or in the dream state, usually by yourself. Before you go to sleep, you just talk to yourself, and you tell yourself that you are going to receive the sound of your own soul. It usually comes in two or three sessions. Sean, like om or om? Adrain, something like that. The soul will tell you. You will see it in a dream. For instance, you fall asleep, you start dreaming, and they will show up maybe in something that hangs in a frame, like a picture. Once they give it to you, if you do not write it down, you will lose it. While you are doing it, you have to kind of hypnotize yourself into remembering the name and the sound. You are going to tell yourself that as soon as you get it, you are going to wake up and write it down. And believe me, it is not the first or second or third week later you are going to receive it. This is very important and it is worth all of the trouble. Because it is a sound that you are going to use for all this lifetime. The sound may even change later on, when your soul goes to another level, but that is the level that they have to work with. The old name does not work anymore. It is very interesting. That is how it works. Anyway, you start chanting your name, whatever it is. Let us say it is Om. Sean, is that what you use? Adrain, sometimes I use it, but I have my own private name. Everybody has their own private name and you shouldn't say it to anybody else. You say, oom, carry the last syllable, until you run out of breath. There are people who say om, like this, oom, and then stop. That is all contrary to what you are really trying to do because the vibration is cut. There is no vibration, no force there. It stops. Editor's note, we were looking through some of Adrian's photographs. Hundreds of UFOs, most in flight, many landed on the ground and many taken in the air by Adrian from out the portal of one craft filming another. There was a time photo taken of Jesus and four of his disciples. There were photos of dozens of landed craft at the main Pleiadian base in South America. One of the most startling photos showed a full view of a ship hovering about 6 feet off the ground, and a half view of another ship, with his girlfriend Claudina actually climbing up a ladder to get into the craft. Also a stunning picture of four craft, one either taking off or landing, the other three, parked on a hill perched atop large archways, with stairs down either side. They were all of a different design, and there was a man under one with what appeared to be some kind of tool, while another man was walking down the hill. Both men had very long legs and, relative to the craft, appeared to be well over 7 feet tall. Adrian then related a particularly unusual adventure. Adrian, on one occasion I was on the ship and we collected a number of unique people while they were sleeping. People that will be very important in the future. They find these people with the computers on the ships. They have the registration of their current and all their past lifetimes, downloaded from what is sometimes called the Akashic Records. We find them through the fingerprints of the auric seal. With the record of their vibrations we can find them anywhere in all time periods. It is very complex. That is as far as I can explain. That day I decided to go through time and get a whole bunch of at least a dozen of my past incarnations, and many other people that would be important. These are sometimes what are called abductions. I got all these people together and I took them to one of the planets. It was like a university. I sat them all down like in a schoolroom and I started giving a class. And it is all me. Along with all kinds of other people. Women, men, kids, whatever. When that finished, I got them in the ship again, and dropped them off back home in their own times. I allowed some of them to remember consciously and some only subconsciously. So that helped them in their lifetimes, and that helped me in my lifetimes. Sean, and that helped you as well? Adrian, yes. I was having many strong problems in this life, so that allowed me great perspective. It is just getting a little light too, you know. You may have a certain lifetime that becomes a teacher with a comfortable grade. It is your job to go and look for your lifetimes either through meditation, or dream states, or physical means and give them a hand. And that is what I did. Sean, that is what my Tibetan teachers taught me when I lived in the monastery in Nepal. I have found that sometimes we get great advice, and see what we think are guardian angels, only to discover that it is actually ourselves, coming back to help from the future. Adrian, yes, exactly. I can see you are very powerful at traveling through time. You are like me, you slip back and forth between lives in the time stream. It sometimes gets very confusing. Sean, tell me about it. Editor's note, later on, back at the hotel, we gathered together to talk business about the upcoming TV special and to have Adrian lead us in a meditation. In the group were Larry Germain, my co-executive producer on the TV show, and friends since college, Randy and Armanda Winters and Milagros, an older Cuban woman with great psychic power, insight and ability. She has seen the ships many times, but has never gone on the craft. Adrian starts off leading the meditation. Adrian, focus 1 inch above the eyebrow and concentrate towards the back in the middle of the brain, towards the pineal organ, the seat of the soul. Concentrate on your life force, your soul, who you really are. With a conscious deep understanding of who you really are, as are all powerful, all wise, all free. You are the eternal life force. You are God that has been created in principle on life force, of the universal creation. You are all perfect, positive, harmony, freeing you, comfortable, full of love, peace, joy and happiness. You are a complete soul. Let us meditate on life. Knowing that you always were this life force and you always will be. In the greatest characteristics of the soul that was deep and beautiful, and this is where we are going to go, this is where we always see that quietness, that stillness, that inner peace of silence. Keep concentrating on your third eye. Now at your own discretion, call out for your soul to manifest and together call out for your inner master teachers that they may come and join as one with your soul as they may determine that this experience that it is for you at this time according to your highest cosmic intelligence in the now. Saying the Om chant for at least a dozen times and then we will remain in the silence and the we will receive. We shall do the Om in a rolling way, without stopping. When I stop, all of you will stop also. Keep the concentration on the third eye all through the meditation. It is the understanding of who you are when whatever you think manifests. And if we are thinking on our souls, they shall manifest. And all its characteristics and everything. Ed. Note, after we come out of the meditation, Milagros has a number of psychic insights. Milagros, speaking in Spanish. Adrian, she says, we all knew each other in that era when the Knights of Templar went to war. We were all knights crusading for the truth. Sean and Larry especially. Milagros, and that is why I feel like I know him, Sean, myself. Adrian, you two have to compete. Sean and Larry, my horse is prettier. But, it is just fooling around. You, Sean, had a white horse. You, Larry, had one with spots. So, we can fool around with each other. It is a true gift, your Sean and Larry's sense of humor. We are all reuniting again. That is interesting. Milagros, my brother, her guide is coming from the center of the universe. I tried to bring the diamonds of light down on him. It will be all unified in one mind. That it is, in my mind, what I want him to be. The energy of it needs to be more focused, in the room, and it works like that. I do not know why they say that. There is too much discord all around us. Adrian, that is because we are in a hotel room, with people staying all around us. Milagros, I have got this feeling, something that is like what I heard. Sometimes I hear from my left ear a sharp tone, like a bell. This is already in process. This show you are doing, the message is very important, that everybody is doing the wrong thing and that they need to change. It is going to be a good product to give to these people. But, you have to be very careful, who writes it. There's going to be one person, that is going to be very sensitive to the writing to whatever the subject is. It is like it is very important to recheck and be attentive to whatever is written for the notes and the script. Not too ET or too religious, but very straightforward. So what the guides were telling me, put on TV what you have seen and heard. Adrian, it is always people shouting saying things, and then somebody comes and says it is not correct. It is always a panel and that kind of junk. No. That is not the kind of thing we need to do. You are the master, take it or leave it. That kind of presentation. Milagros, it is gonna come out, and it is gonna come out good. And everybody's gonna earn a lot of money. For you, Sean, I see you working a lot. Phew. So much work. Many people working under you in movies and TV, being the big boss. To Larry, do you have a girlfriend, right now? Is she pregnant? I see a little baby, take care, cause every time I see that it happens. Adrian, she never fails, man. Now we are gonna really have to smoke some cigars, no? Larry, shocked. We actually were trying this weekend. Milagros, okay. Keep on it. If you want a baby, it will come. Adrian, oh boy, look at that. That is pretty clear. Sean, from November 23rd to December 28th there is going to be a door, that is gonna open. That is when the vibrations are going to begin to change, and that is when things need to be realigned.